When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. We are back. I just came across this study showing that autistic people are less likely to be affected by this bystander effect. So what is the bystander effect? The bystander effect is where people are less likely to intervene or help in a bad situation when other people are there because they think someone else will intervene. When there are people who witness an incident, it is more likely for people not to do anything. The three main reasons for this is diffusion of personal responsibility. For example, someone else will do it. Group influence, relying on others' reactions to recognize the need for help. The perception is that other witnesses do not appear worried. Evaluation, apprehension, prevailing social norms about exercising voice, lack of confidence in one's ability to intervene, thinks they will make it worse. We have been telling them for decades that the bystander effect doesn't have any effect on us. Not really. We have an ingrained sense of justice. So if we see something wrong, we want to fix it right away. But the study was ran by York University, and it says that we are less likely to be affected by the bystander effect and actually do something when there is an emergency. But as I said before, we have been saying this for years. Lauren Hartman, Merdad Farhani, Alexander Moore, Atiya Manzoor, and Braxton L. Hartman ran a study at York University called Organizational Benefits of Neurodiversity, Preliminary Findings on Autism and the Bystander Effect. This is one of the first studies of its kind. There is a plethora of psychological literature of the bystander effect, but not when it comes to autistics. The study examines whether autistic employees are more likely to report issues or concern in an organization's systems and practice that are inefficient or dysfunctional. This will give autistic people more opportunities to improve organizational performance, lead to the development of a more adaptive, high-performing, and ethical work culture. The study design. This study had 33 autistic employees with a clinical diagnosis, and 34 non-autistic employees complete an online survey to determine whether autistic employees are more likely to report if they see concerns about organizational dysfunctions, are less likely to report they were influenced by the number of other witnesses to the dysfunction, if they do not voice concerns, are more likely to acknowledge the influence of other people on the decision, are less likely to formulate elaborate rationales for their decision to intervene or not, whether any differences between autistic and non-autistic employees with regard to the first two hypotheses, intervention likelihood and degree of influence, are moderated by the individual differences in blending in. Participants were recruited via social media with contact with autism organizations. Autistic participants self-reported an official diagnosis. The average age of the diagnosis was 30.1 years. And I do want to add, if you are self-diagnosed, you are valid. You don't need a piece of paper to let you know you are autistic. Procedure. All the participants were sent a link to the study. It was hosted by Qualtrics. Once they clicked the link, they read the information sheet and provided informed consent. In addition to demographic questions, the autistic group also completed the camouflaging Autistic Traits Questionnaire, and the Morale Disengagement Survey. After this, all participants were assessed using the Organizational Scenario Survey, which was designed to evaluate how people reason about workplace situations when they witness situations that may be problematic. Each scenario also had specific number of bystanders that range from 1 to 12 other people. These scenarios were originally developed to conduct critical incident technique interviews. After each scenario, participants were asked how likely it is they would take action with a scale of 1 to 4. They were also asked to explain why they made the decision. The results of this study. According to the survey analysis, they determined that autistics are less likely to be affected by the bystander effect and report if they see a situation that needs to be fixed. Neurotypical people are more likely to be affected by the bystander effect. They also found that the rate of reporting increases when masking increases. They have a theory that people mask in order to perform well at their jobs. They found two main reasons. One, relation reasons to ease everyday social interactions. Conventional reasons serving as a function purpose in workplace and educational situations. Organizational benefits. The study does mention that hiring neurodivergent employees will be a benefit to an organization. This is a very positive study. The benefits they list are reputational enhancement, productivity gains, quality improvement, boost in innovation capabilities, increase in employee engagement, able to hide autistic traits, masking. Masking is harmful, and many of us have to spend a long time unmasking. So, I'm gonna stop this. We're gonna take a break. Then I'm going to talk about what masking is like and why we've had to do it and what harm it causes. Okay, and we're back. So this study sings praises about masking. People who are autistic are taught to mask either as a survival skill or during ABA. Masking is appearing to be neurotypical in order to get through the day or for survival reasons. As a kid, I had to mask. I'm an ABA survivor, and I was in ABA for 40 hours a week, and I had people waiting for me after school. So I was 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, right after an 8-hour school day. And I was taught to mask. The way that I outwardly appear was not ideal. I had to pretend to be someone else. I have been masking my entire life, and I'm still figuring out who I am, what I like, because people who've had to mask had to have other people tell you how you're going to be. And as an adult, when you go through the process of unmasking, there is a lot of trauma that comes uncovered as well. So bear this in mind when you sing praises about masking. I do it to a certain extent now, because my time in ABA was extremely traumatic. I will link that in the description below. So, there are past studies that suggest the advantages of having neurodivergent people enter the workforce. In 2021, Cope and Remington asked autistic employees their opinions about employment-related strengths they experienced. Lab experiments exploring attention to detail in visual search tasks and tolerance for repetitive tasks have been reported. The research evidence is not enough to provide a clear support for a workplace neurodiversity advantage, according to the researchers. This study considers something very important benefit to organizations in having autistic employees because of the willingness to identify and report inefficiency to the proper department. I can say I've done this quite a bit, and I believe that's why I got fired this last time. We were with the people I support to their camp because the house was having renovations. And a fire circle. There was no water bucket. There was no hose leading over there. There was no shovel. There was no stick to move the wood. A fire can spread in a moment's notice. You only have to blink. You have to watch fire very carefully, and you always have to be safe. I had to call around to find out how to get safety equipment, and one day my partner even drove it up to that particular place, so we were able to have s'mores that night. That is one example, and ever since then, I've been having nothing but trouble, and then I got fired a couple of weeks ago. Barriers to employment. The researchers do recognize that there are barriers for autistic people to getting hired for jobs. It is mostly in unstructured job interviews which are biased against people who are not neurotypical. Even if autistics get hired, there are negative attitudes or stereotypes about customizing standard job roles. My final thoughts. In finding the study, I was excited to finally see a positive study involving autistic people who are able to consent. As I read through the study report, I saw that the results were promising. After reading further, I saw something that was highly problematic. What they call camouflaging is masking. Masking is pretending to be neurotypical and is often the survival skills, and not all autistics can do it. It is a privilege, but for those who can, it causes psychological trauma. This is a step in the right direction, but there is plenty of work to do. So as I was reading this study, I was very excited for people to show that autistic people have an advantage in the workplace. As I was reading, I saw what they call camouflaging. I said, wait a minute. Then they explained what it was. I was like, oh dear. They were explaining masking. Masking, like I said before, is often a survival skill. And yes, it's often a survival skill because either you had to be able to be like everybody else in school, or not act a certain way at home. You're constantly thinking, am I doing this right? Am I saying this right? Am I walking right? Am I dressed right? Is my hair right? Did I do this? Did I do that? Are people gonna get mad at me because I'm not just like them? Are people going to be angry because I'm not acting just like them? Being different in a world where you don't fit is extremely difficult, and it's even more difficult if you don't have supportive parents. I did not grow up in a supportive household, and I learned to mask as a survival technique. Maybe if I didn't flap my hands, I won't get beat today. So singing praises about masking is highly problematic, and there is a lot of trauma and child abuse behind it.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.